The creation of new districts and siting of their capitals continue to generate some uneasiness in a number of communities. The latest is Kaleo in the Upper West region, where the youths are up in arms by blocking roads to press home their demand that Kaleo be made a district capital. According to a statement from the local government ministry, the Nadoli district has been split into two, the Dafiama Busie Isa district with Isa as the capital, while the existing district has been renamed Nadoli Kaleo district with Nadoli as the capital. An assembly member for Loho, Callistus Haruna, told Abraham Asari on Behind the News that Kaleo deserves a district.
I think Kaleo is now a capital. There is nothing going on now because of the intervention of the Napoli commander. Our people have understood what he told us to do. The road has been unblocked and vehicles are moving, but we are very much aggrieved and we are going to meet tomorrow once again to consider the issue in total.
So before the police came, what exactly had you planned to do?
Not to cause mayhem, but just register our displeasure about the attitude of government towards the people of the Kaleo traditional area, as if we are never qualified to take a district or to have a district. And they know that by every criteria we are qualified because we have the land, we have the people, we have the facilities, we have a lot. And this is what I expected, that if anything at all, we are not safe, that no place should be given a district, but we deserve a district.
Have you found out from the Minister of Local Government why you haven't been given an assembly at Kaleo?
But why that temptation to call us back a name today and tomorrow you think that we don't merit that name?
No, it could have been a mistake. So have you found out why?
A mistake, that will be an unpardonable mistake to say that without doing due diligence you go to announce that we are qualified for a district and tomorrow you say that it was a mistake. Indeed, our people are on the ground and the information we are getting is that now, for example, you've taken the district from Kaleo, you are sending it to comparatively in every year, I don't think that it's merits that in more than Kaleo.
Found out why the district has not been given to Kaleo.
I think that issue, to find out why it has been taken away, is neither here nor there. Therefore, I don't think we have to contend that issue. Anyway, by whatever means they decided to pronounce Kaleo as a district, it's a hoax. And that is why we think that we have been treated with contempt.
Assembly member for Low in Nadoli Kaleo District, Callistus Haruna. Meanwhile, Deputy Upper West Regional Minister Cesar Kale has appealed to the people to bear with the government. He gave the assurance that the government will not neglect them when it comes to development projects.
In other words, there are a number of communities, a number of traditional areas who have actually yearned and cried for better treatment within their community. And Kaleo, in fact, traditional area is one of them. I'm aware of the number of traditional areas, aware of the West Mbele area, CMC and Issa area. Another place. But, you know, if we were to go by what the Electoral Commission is giving to you, if we were to go by the modus operandi increasing this, apparently by our population dynamics, it means that we don't have this at all.
So what changed? What happened after the first announcement?
Just to think of it, not only district, I think they must be so much appreciative of the fact that the government has added one more district to the Nadoli district. You know, Nadoli indeed has two constituencies. We have the Nadoli East and the Nadoli West. And in fact, at the time of even creating Nadoli district, it was very difficult as to where to find. Over the years, Kaleo traditional area and the other areas have been lobbying for this district. And sincerely speaking, I think the first announcement that came, I've been told, was more or less a mishap in the city. So government has to sit down again to reconsider so many issues and to realign this decision. And that is what actually came out today as the Kaleo Nadoli district, Dafiama Busie Isa district.
What is the name of this new district? Is it Kaleo Nadoli?
The new district indeed. Kaleo has not been left out entirely because it is Kaleo Nadoli district with a capital in Nadoli. And the other one is Busie Isa Dafiama district with a capital in Isa. And I think that in spite of what has actually happened, our brothers and sisters in Kaleo to actually come to terms with government. They should temper their citizens. We know that it says that it has come out clearly. It came out earlier on that now Kaleo was going to be a district capital. It was all over in the news media. But today it has changed. And that's why I think that the senior leaders in the area should come to terms with government. Because there were two sisters in one district. The East, the Nadoli East and the Nadoli West. They were the two sister constituencies. And I think that as they grow, we should be thinking about bringing up the other sister apart.
Deputy Upper West Regional Minister Cesar Kale talking to Abraham Asari on Behind the News.